this time of year for me and everybody else, managing your sweet tooth is kind of difficult with all the food around. But why is it especially a problem for those with type 2 diabetes?
For people with diabetes, when they eat foods that are high in sugar, it's going to make their blood sugars or their blood glucose levels increase. And those high levels of blood sugar is what causes the complications of diabetes, cardiovascular disease, blindness, amputations. So it's important that they continue to eat healthy, eat three meals a day, focus on healthy carbohydrates like whole grains, fresh fruits and vegetables, legumes like beans and peas, and that will help to keep their blood sugar steady throughout the day. And eating every 4 to 5 hours also helps to control your appetite, drinking lots of water. Mm-hmm. And so then when they do have something sweet, they should try to have a smaller portion.
That was going to be my next question as to whether they have to avoid sweets at all or can they indulge a little bit?
They can have definitely smaller portions. And if they can, try not to have it every day, because if we eat sweets or heavy, high-calorie foods every day, it will definitely contribute to higher blood sugars and weight gain.
I was going to ask you about people in general trying to avoid weight gain during the holidays. What steps to take?
Well, I think it's the same thing, eating regular meals, and when you go to a party, to not go hungry. Make sure you plan ahead. Other things you can do would be to try to get extra exercise in. And if you don't have time to go to the gym or go out for a 30-minute walk or a 40-minute walk, go for short bursts. You know, maybe go for a 10-minute walk after meals. Or some people have standing desks, mm-hmm. and they can actually burn 200 more calories a day just by
standing
at
the
their desk
as opposed to sitting.
Sitting is the worst thing you can do. So getting up and moving around is really important. Another very important thing is getting plenty of sleep. Most Americans are sleep deprived. When we don't get enough sleep, it causes us to consume more calories as well.
What do you say to people who might tell you, all of this advice is really good, but even when I go to work this time of year, there's just food all over the place. What am I supposed to do?
Well, you could bring some healthy food and share it with your friends and your office mates, like fresh fruit, or bring a vegetable tray with a hummus or a bean dip. Also, you can maybe talk to your office mates and say, hey, let's not have these things in the office. It's okay to eat something that you really like as long as it's a small amount. Then mm-hmm. you have to just walk away.
It may sound like a strange question to some people, but exactly what is so bad about sugar?
Well, the taste of sugar, when it hits our tongue, it causes a release of opiates that goes to the brain. And then there's a release of dopamine. This metabolite makes you feel very good. And you may not be aware of it, but it makes you want to have more.
It almost makes sugar sound like a drug.
It's almost a drug. It almost acts like a drug. And sometimes the best thing to do is to focus on not eating sugar. And if you can get it out of your system over time, people report that if I don't eat sugar, I don't want to eat sugar.
Megan Jardine, thank you for being with me.
It was a pleasure to be here.